Heraklon Publishing presents The Real Estate Retirement Plan, an investment and lifestyle solution for Canadians by Callum Ross with Simon Giannini. Narrated by Mark Hebscher. Introduction: Reconceptualizing Retirement. Retirement. It's nice to get out of the rat race, but you have to learn to get along with less cheese. Jean Parrott. When are you truly retired? A comfortable retirement is the goal and promised land of nearly every Canadian, even for those of us who see ourselves working in our later years on passion projects. We know that once we're not working full-time, our income will likely go down. If we're not working full-time, we'll require income from other sources to survive. But what exactly is a comfortable retirement? Before answering that, let's answer a more basic question. What is retirement? Unfortunately, many of us have a misguided concept of this important life period. The tendency is to think of retirement as the day, somewhere out there in the future, when we will quit working. But in reality, retirement should be the day when, if we so choose, we could quit working and would have enough assets to live comfortably for the rest of our lives. I would add that we should be able to make this life change without lowering our quality of life. Sadly, many people just assume a lower quality of life comes with the package. Many Canadians plan to downsize by selling their family home. Why do we have this failed notion of retirement? It makes sense when you think about it. Retirement has, for many decades, been thought of as something our employer would provide for us. We would do our part, of course. We'd contribute to our pension funds and put money in our RRSPs. But someone else would do the bulk of the planning. The pension fund would make the investment and dole it out to us in monthly stipends near the end of life. Fast forward to today, and the retirement that was once promised to us is nearly extinct. Sure, some government employees and a small selection of others will still receive their pensions, but for large swaths of society, the old idea of someone else providing us with retirement is dead. Everything about retirement has changed. So why hasn't our notion of retirement changed with the times? It's not when we stop working that matters. True retirement is when we've created enough assets and ongoing income from those assets to be able to sustain ourselves for the rest of our lives. The problem with the old conception of retirement is that it doesn't reframe the problem as a plan. Retirement should be thought through and solved like any other problem. We do this all the time with much smaller problems, but we often seem paralyzed when it comes to methodically solving bigger problems, like retirement. Could you live the rest of your life off of only your savings and investments? If so, then you're retired. If not, then you're stuck working. The answer to this question is completely subjective. First of all, how much income do you need? Some will need only $50,000 per year. Others will need $100,000. So the first thing we need to do is ask what we need in terms of income for lifestyle. Once we know the answer, we can begin to build a portfolio that generates the passive income equal to our lifestyle needs.